The health experts, including a doctor, a veterinarian, and a Cornell University medical professor, have requested a meeting with Governor Cuomo's acting health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker. They want to go over the growing number of studies that indicate numerous health risks associated with fracking. Dr. Sandra Steingraber from Ithaca College says the compilation of results and ongoing research created by the group shows numerous potential dangers, including everything from worsening air pollution and water contamination to potential earthquakes and even increased crime due to the boom and bust nature of the gas extraction business. She says there's more data than ever to look at.
Research is gradually catching up now to the last decade's surge in the unconventional oil and gas extractive boom. There's now a parallel boom in research. Indeed, there are more studies published in the peer-reviewed scientific literature on the public health impacts of fracking in the first 4 months of 2014 than all of 2011-2012 combined.
The healthcare professionals say they don't know whether Cuomo's acting health commissioner is looking at the same data because there's been no public information about the health review, which has now been continuing for nearly 2 years. Since it began, Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, has resigned to take a job in the private sector. He's yet to be replaced.
There's a kind of black curtain about the whole process, and we as concerned health professionals of New York have been highly critical of that. Public health, the operative word is public.
Fracking has been in limbo for New York State for over 5 years. The healthcare professionals say another five-year moratorium is warranted in light of all the new data and ongoing health studies. Meanwhile, another group of fracking opponents say the governor's environmental agency should begin an entirely new review of the potential impacts of fracking in light of all the new data since the supplemental environmental impact statement was started back in September of 2009. Walter Hang with Toxics Targeting says the original draft is now outdated.
It's just missing so much current information that it's really outdated. It's simply not appropriate to base a final decision on regarding whether or not Marcellus Shale fracking should be permitted in New York or not.
Hang says a comprehensive public health impact study should be conducted before any new steps are taken. The environmental impact process has been on hold since Cuomo's health department began its health review. The governor and his health officials have repeatedly said there's no timetable for completion. Should fracking go forward in New York, a recent Court of Appeals ruling limits where it can happen. The ruling said that local governments whose citizens do not want fracking can opt out of allowing the gas drilling process in their city, town, or village. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.